Chapter 4. Is it a... What kind of animal? Asked Bat.
You'll see, Mom answered. She walked around to the back of the station wagon and opened the door.
Is it a puppy? Asked Bat.
You'll see, Mom answered, taking out a cardboard box with air holes poked into the top.
Is it a kitten?
Bat asked as he followed her to the front door. You'll see, Mom answered.
Is it a duckling?
Bat asked as he bounced up and down, hands flapping excitedly. You'll see, Mom answered. Open the door for me, okay? Bat pushed open the front door.
Is it a hoglet?
Mom laughed. Where would I get a baby hedgehog?
I don't know, Bat said.
Then he had an awful thought. Is it a baby human? Mom walked into the living room. Janie, still watching the TV, called out, Hey, you're late.
I know,
Mom said to Janie. And then she said to Bat, Bat, honey, I wouldn't put a baby human in a cardboard box. And anyway, would a baby human be so bad?
Yes, said Bat firmly.
Well, it's not a baby human, said Mom. Now Janie was interested. She got up to have a closer look.
What's in the box? She asked. Mom brought home a baby animal,
Bat yelled in a rush, trying to be the one to tell Janie. And that way she'd know that he had known about it first.
Geez, Bat, don't scream in my face. 12 inches, remember?
Bat was supposed to stay at least 12 inches away from Janie when he talked to her. She didn't like it when he got too close. There were lots of rules when it came to Janie.
How did you do on that math test?
Mom asked Janie. Did the chart we made help? Bat bounced up and down on the balls of his feet, pulling the collar of his shirt into his mouth and sucking on the fabric.
They were going to talk about a math test now?
Mom! He groaned.
Okay, okay, she said. We can talk about math later.
Come on, let's go into the kitchen. There's someone I want you to meet.